Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, April 1st. This show is not going to have any fooling, okay, guys? Not going to be messing around with you here. Did a little bit of fun tweeting early this morning. Happy April Fools to everyone. But today is all business here on Duval Daily. If the Jaguars want to trade up to land that surefire number one receiver, what spot do they have to get to in the 2024 NFL draft? And what do they have to give up? We're going to talk about it here today on the mock draft. We're going to have a mock where we trade up to land one of those top three receivers in this class that are looked at by many, including myself, as true surefire wide receiver ones. Obviously, no draft prospect is without risk. That's part of the game, right? But I think that these three guys, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers and Romo Odunze, all are about as good as it gets as wide receiver prospects. So we're going to talk about it here today. Not going to have a ton of graphics for y'all here on the channel today or on the channel throughout the week. We're traveling to Denver tomorrow, so not going to have as much time as normal to get out content for y'all, but we'll still be trying to get out some content every single day. We'll just be doing it remotely. So really appreciate y'all bearing with me. Appreciate you tuning in all the time, supporting the channel. If you want to support the channel further, you can go check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, like the hat I am wearing right now. We just got these in, really excited about them. So you can go check it out, jenjag.com/shop. And again, if you enjoy the channel, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. So diving into this trade up for a wide receiver scenario for the Jaguars in the 2024 NFL draft, I'm thinking pick number 9 with the Chicago Bears makes sense as a pick that might be where they need to get to land Odunze or Nabers. I still strongly believe Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be the first wide receiver off the board. Maybe there are some teams out there that have Nabers higher than MHJ. I don't think that's going to be how it plays out. I think he's going to be the first receiver off the board. And so I think you're going to be left with two guys following MHJ being drafted. But I think there will be four quarterbacks off the board in the top five or six picks. I'm thinking the big three that people have been talking about for a while, obviously. I think Caleb Williams and Drake May are in a tier of their own. And then you've got Jaden Daniels. And then you've got J.J. McCarthy, who everybody is having ascend up the draft board. So I think four quarterbacks come off. I think MHJ comes off the board. I think the Titans are going to go get a tackle in round one. That's a team that has addressed wide receiver a lot over the last couple years. Obviously, we know that here in Duval. So I think one of Romo Odunze or Malik Nabers also goes before pick number 9. And then the Falcons at number 8, I don't think they're going to take a wide receiver at this point. They could use a lot on the defensive side of the ball, probably an edge rusher. Maybe you trade with them, though, to ensure that you're sitting in a good spot. But I think getting to 8 or 9 would ensure that you're getting Romo Odunze or Malik Nabers. I think that that's where we're at this point, assuming the quarterbacks come off the board the way we expect them to come off. In this situation, I do have the Jags trading up with the Chicago Bears, and I think that makes most sense because they need some more draft capital now. Like, they've made some moves where they have kind of given up a lot of draft capital. Obviously, they still do have their top two picks, which are both in the top 10. But beyond that, they only have a 3rd and 4th round pick. So the Bears could be looking to add more draft capital. They say, well, we already got our quarterback. Let's trade down a little bit and pick up more picks, more draft capital, so we continue to build out the infrastructure of this football team. I personally think the way things have been trending, that Malik Nabers is going to be the second wide receiver off the board ahead of Romo Odunze, even though I have Romo Odunze as wide receiver 2. I think it's paper thin. It's really about picking which flavor you want at wide receiver. I think, you know, Odunze is the bigger, more sturdily built but Malik Nabers is explosive as all get out, can run by you in a flash. They're both fantastic prospects. But I do think Nabers is going to be the one that comes off the board first. So we will say here, for the sake of y'all, everyone out there who wants the Jaguars to trade it for a wide receiver, Rome Odunze to the Jaguars with the 9th overall pick. Now, what did it cost to move up to get Rome Odunze? 17, 96, and a 2025 third and a 2025 fifth round pick, I think would get the job done. You know, you have seen teams trade up to close to this range. I think the Saints, we've referenced, moved up to get Chris Olave. They only gave up a third round pick. If I'm the Bears, I'm not moving back for simply just a third round pick. I think you're going to have to give up more to land a guy in Rome Odunze that teams know is an absolute freak. In any other draft class, he would not last this long. But because you have three legitimate wide receiver ones at the top of this class, and you have these quarterback needy teams and these quarterback that teams are clamoring for, that's just kind of the way things break here. And the Jaguars end up, again, trading 17, 96, a 2025 third, and a 2025 fifth to move up to 9 with the Chicago Bears to land Rome Odunze. I don't find it likely that this will happen. I don't find it likely that Trent Baalke is going to trade up into the top 10. But again, doing this to show you guys what it could look like if that does end up happening, you never say never. You never know how things are going to play out. Trent Baalke has traded up multiple times in the first round during his tenure as GM, both in San Francisco and with the Jaguars. But he's never given up more than a third round pick or multiple day three picks to go up and do it. This would be his biggest trade up so far in terms of the draft capital that he is giving up to land Rome Odunze. But Rome Odunze gives you a wide receiver one. It gives Trevor Lawrence that true alpha on the outside. He can move around the formation, but he can certainly play on the outside for you. A ball winner, go up and get those 50-50 balls. He's got incredible physical strength. Like, he's 6'3", 6'4", plays at over 215 pounds. He's got length. He's got athleticism. He can jump out of the gym. He's a great route runner. He can release off the line of scrimmage with the best of them coming out at the college level. Catches pretty much everything thrown his way. Just would be the perfect fit for the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence. Now, we have given up quite a bit to go do that. And so we already had given up the third round pick for Calvin Ridley. Fortunately, there was the comp pick you could get rid of to help out with this trade scenario. But now that there's been so much draft capital given up to go get Rome Odunze, I think trying to trade down in the second round also makes a lot of sense for the Jacksonville Jaguars here in this scenario. Looking at the Packers, they have a ton of picks. So maybe you could trade down with them if there's someone they really value here in the middle of the second round and add like an extra fourth round pick. I think that makes sense for both teams. So move down to 58 overall. Also pick up pick 126. 58, Western Michigan edge, Marshawn Neyland. The Jaguars have had a top 30 visit or will have a top 30 visit with Marshawn Neyland. He's got length. He's got strength. He's very athletic, very nimble, quick. I think that he would be a perfect complement to what you have in Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker and start to really build the type of defensive front that can compete at the highest level. You know, you added Eric Armstead, you're hoping Devon Hamilton's back at full strength. Adding Marshawn Neyland to be your third edge rusher, that bumps Travis Gibson down the depth chart a little bit, and now you have a really strong group of pass rushers, in my opinion, that could get the job done at a high level. At 114 overall, the Jaguars still have these two fourth round picks plus the one they acquired from the Green Bay Packers. I think South Dakota State interior offensive lineman Mason McCormick would make a ton of sense for them. You know, Cooper Hodges is a guy that a lot of Jags fans are excited about for the future. You know, Brandon Scherff, I don't think he's going to be playing for too much longer. I think he might have a year or two left in him. But Mason McCormick is the type that's super athletic. He's a mauler. He's an ass kicker. He can play guard or center. And I think he would be a perfect culture fit and team fit, scheme fit for the Jaguars here to come in and be a swing guy early on, compete with Cooper Hodges, and all honestly probably beat out Cooper Hodges, and then be a future starter for you at guard, potentially at center. You know, Mitch Morris, he's coming in on a two-year deal. He's no spring chicken either, so I think Mason McCormick gives you some flexibility there. He did practice some snapping at Shrine Bowl. So That would be interesting for sure. At 116, we have not addressed the cornerback position yet, which most people feel is the Jaguars' biggest need. I think it is a big need, but you do have two guys that you feel comfortable starting. You also have in the slot, you have Darnell Savage, who's going to be their starting slot at this point based on what Doug Peterson said. But here is a spot where I feel like with two picks at the end of the fourth round or middle to the end of the fourth round here, the Jaguars could address cornerback. They could double dip. This is a great spot for it, in my opinion, based on the way this draft is shaping up. There is a wealth of cornerback talent, in my opinion, in this 2024 NFL draft. And we go get two guys that I think immediately are great depth for you and can be starters. At 116, Kentucky cornerback Andrew Phillips. He has the play demeanor to go play press for you. He's also incredibly quick-footed. He has fluid hips. He's sticky in coverage. You saw that on tape. You saw that at the Senior Bowl. So I think that would be a tremendous fit for the Jaguars. And then at 126, somebody who I like even more than Andrew Phillips, Louisville cornerback Jarvis Brownlee, two Kentucky guys coming down here to Duval. Brownlee, he's got length. He's not the biggest dude out there, but he's got length. He's got the height you're looking for, not a ton of mass on his frame, but he plays with such competitive toughness, and he is quick. He is fluid. He's competitive throughout the route. He's competitive in the run game as well. I personally, like I said, I have Brownlee a little bit ahead of Andrew Phillips. I think the draft media kind of has Phillips ahead of Brownlee, so I had Phillips coming off the board first and then Brownlee, but I like both of these players to come in and compete, and I think that, you know, they're going to give Buster Brown all he can handle as being outside CB3, maybe even push Ronald Darby. And the thing about Darby is, yeah, I think you can start out the season with him on the outside opposite Tyson Campbell, but he has sustained injury after injury after injury throughout his career. I think if you're relying on him to be the only quality starter you have outside of Tyson Campbell on the outside, that is a mistake. So I think that these two kids, Phillips and Brownlee, could come in and immediately contend for a starting spot, especially Jarvis Brownlee. I think he's that talented. At 153, Missouri offensive tackle Javon Foster. This is a guy who didn't run the fastest 40 at about 5.35, I believe, but he's shown athleticism on tape. He does have the explosiveness and the quickness, in my opinion. He has that bulky length, you know, nearly 35-inch arms, has started a lot of football games. At very worst, I think beyond the 2024 season, he could be a swing guy for you, and so you kind of build up that depth for the future because you do have Cam Robinson and Walker Little on expiring contracts. My guess is the Jaguars will retain one of those guys and will let one of them walk following the 2024 season. Which one will that be? I'm not sure, but either way, I think that you're going to have your starting tackles probably for another year in Jacksonville, and then you bring in Javon Foster to be your swing guy and feel good about that. At 212 overall, there's a connection here between Auburn defensive lineman Marcus Harris and the Jaguars' new defensive line coach who coached him at Auburn. So I think that could make a lot of sense. Marcus Harris is super strong. Come in, compete to have a role on that defensive line rotation. And then at 236, even though we traded up for Romo Dunze and got our wide receiver one, I still think the Jaguars could add more competition at the bottom of the roster at wide receiver. And I love Holy Cross wide receiver Jalen Coker, who he's not a burner, but an excellent route runner. He has really good size, you know, 6'2", 6'3", over 210 pounds. He can release off the line of scrimmage. He can route you up, you know, intermediate and deep, and he goes up and catches everything. He attacks the football in the air. He can come down with a lot of contested catches and high point catches. So I just like the competition that he would bring into the room. But again, the main point of all this here is to emphasize what the Jaguars might have to give up in order to move up for one of these wide receivers, and if it actually makes sense. I do think it makes sense. Will Trent Baalke be willing, again, to give up the most draft capital that he has ever given up to move up for one of those guys when there's a good chance that there's going to be a good wide receiver there at 17 overall? There's a good chance that there's going to be quality wide receivers there throughout the draft, right? And Trent Baalke, you've got to remember, is a GM that has never valued, at least based on his actions, wide receiver early in the draft. He's only taken a wide receiver one time in the first round, and he's only taken a wide receiver one time in the first 2 days of the draft at all. So this is a guy you've seen based on his actions. He likes to sign receivers. They signed Gabe Davis this year. They went and traded for Calvin Ridley. They signed Christian Kirk. They signed Zay Jones. Like, all these guys are signings. They're not homegrown receivers. Now, deeper down the depth chart, yeah, you do have some guys that he's brought in. But it is really interesting to think about, will Trent Baalke be willing to do this? I'd be a fan of the move, even if it's probably not what I would personally do if I had the keys to this Jaguars draft. I would in no way be against doing it, because landing a Neighbors or Odunze, and in this case Odunze, it gives Trevor Lawrence that true wide receiver one that he needs. And with some further maneuvering, you know, trading down in the second round, you can still land a really nice class here that doesn't lack any depth and address needs at spots that make sense. You're not reaching at all, right? So I would love it. I would love to know what you guys think. Drop a comment in the comment section below. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, again, like the hat I'm wearing right now that we just dropped on the website. Really, really appreciate y'all tuning in. Have a good one.